Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 23rd of November, and I'm recording at 9:59 p.m., and that is Greenwich Mean Time here in mild London. Okay, we had the autumn statement, and a bit of a damp squib. This is from Chancellor Philip Hammond of the UK. Really, what he's committed himself to is a spending of $4.8 billion a year on the economy, and he's doing some of the right things with it. Infrastructure and building, mostly, but it's thin gruel in what is actually a £2 trillion economy. So, not sure why he's so cautious or has been so cautious. Perhaps the government wants to look, quote, responsible, unquote. My feeling is that they have a great opportunity here, and I hope they revise this spending upwards. We might say, well, there's that big nuclear power plant that they're also spending on, and they're also building more railroads. Nevertheless, this is not a hit-the-ground-running push for growth in here, which I think would actually be far better for the economy. But I looked at some of the press here this evening, and maybe what I'm offering you is a minority view, and it's certainly my view. Okay, what else happened in here today? Strong U.S. dollar index, and that is up sharply in here today. New recovery high. As I speak, it is trading at 101.68, and that clobbered the precious metals here today. The small decline really was palladium. That's just down over $10, $7.34. Palladium's been a tower of strength in recent weeks relative to everything else. But silver hit down to 16.35. Platinum also hit down to $933. And gold bullion took it on the chin in here, down about $24. It's at $1,188. Let's say, so it broke under that 1200 level and then fell quite sharply to the downside. And that tells us that there wasn't a whole lot of buying, but there were undoubtedly some stops in the market. And it also indicates the obvious point that I made yesterday, which you're well aware of, that if you get a strong dollar, that's not going to help precious metals. On the other hand, it was a very good day, again, for the industrial metals. They rose sharply here today, all of them, all six of them. And I can give you the quote off the screen here for the copper market. That's up 7.2 cents to 261.65. So it's been a terrific run for copper, and hardly surprising. You see all that Chinese spending on building these great cities, which are going to lie empty for a few years and perhaps longer. But China is doing a massive infrastructure spend. Everybody knows that Donald Trump, come January 20th, or beyond signing in on January 20th, he's going to do a massive fiscal spend. I was certainly hoping that we would get something, on a slightly smaller scale from the UK, but not to be. We might well see some more fiscal spending coming from Japan. Okay, so strong industrial metals, weak precious metals. The precious metals are really quite oversold, but I'm not tempted, I would feel a little bit too masochistic to go back in there, given that there's no reason why the dollar index should not rise further before it begins to cause any kind of serious concerns. Other currencies, Chinese renminbi has weakened further. There are now 6.9, just over 6.9 renminbi to the U.S. dollar. It's a little overextended in the short term, but I think China will, you know, all that means is that we could see a little bit of temporary steadying and in a consolidation before it weakens further. Clearly, that's a government policy. Clearly, China actually needs that. And elsewhere, sterling not doing a great deal in here today. It's at just get that 1.2441. So sterling's been reasonably steady overall. The euro, however, is really soft, and that slipped down to 1.055 against the U.S. dollar. And the Japanese yen is weak. In here, 112.53. So the stock market in Japan should like that tomorrow. Could give it another decent rally day. And among those stock markets, if we look at the performances, Asia Pacific. Well, this is still the Trump rally here, and Asia Pacific indices were all higher except a little bit of a dip in some of the Chinese indices. They'd had a big day yesterday and they've been moving up quite well. So these are very, very small declines today in the Chinese indices. Best gain, not surprisingly, is that S&P ASX 200. That's Australia, up 1.31%, and it likes those metal prices, and it'll like them tomorrow, I suspect, as well. Of course, now tomorrow is the Thanksgiving day in the USA, so it'll be a much quieter day overall. I'll be able to get some writing done, preparation done, slides ready for my presentation at the Markets Now on Monday. And we'll certainly be talking about this dollar index, and we'll be talking about metals, particularly Clive Burford, who's the guest speaker from Barings. He'll be very interesting on the subject of these resources. Anything else that I can mention for you here? Crude oil, tiny bit weaker. You know, that we're getting the same sort of limp response. Russia comes out and says, sure, it'll cooperate, and sure, it may consider a freeze, and now it's saying that it doesn't want to do anything. So this is a hard sell for these oil producers. And then some people are saying that oil could be quite strong in 2019 or 2020 because nobody's doing any actual development in new oil projects. There's an article in the Telegraph to along those lines. I don't buy that for a minute, actually, because obviously OPEC will want to produce more oil, as will all other actual oil producers. And a lot of deep water projects are being canceled, but that's because shale is so much less costly, and the U.S. will really be able to, if that, again, what I've said is that you know, with without some cutbacks in here right now, I think oil stays pretty much under the $50 level. You get some cutbacks, then it goes above the $50 level, but does it go way up as people are suggesting over the next 2 years? I doubt that very much. We'll probably be using a little less crude oil. Renewables and nuclear, they will be more competitive still at that time, and at least the new nuclear plants. And Also, natural gas, a lot more natural gas will be produced as well. So, I think oil is going to stay cheap generally, and if you're not an oil producer, that's pretty good for the global economy. For the oil companies themselves, I'm thinking of Royal Dutch Shell and so on, which is becoming steadily more of a natural gas producer, but it produces plenty of oil as well, should be able to maintain that big dividend. And on that note, all the very best to all of you.